Well, it's getting better. But, yeah, it is frustrating. You know, it is hard because it's one of those things, like, you can't really do a whole lot. It'll kind of calm down and feel better as it wants to. That being said, though, it is getting better, and you know, I'm glad I was able to be out there today. The way that they explained it to me, it's like when you strum a guitar string. When that string settles down, that's kind of similar to how my nerve is. My nerve's kind of been strummed, and it's going to take its time to settle down.
That was Marcus Mariota earlier this afternoon discussing his elbow injury. He did practice today. So did Taylor Lewan and Jack Conklin. The two tackles were limited but are inching closer to returning. But joining us now is Tennessean columnist Joe Rexroad, good friend of the show. Joe, thanks as always for joining us this afternoon.
Good to be with you guys. How you doing?
Good. What did you make of what Marcus had to say about his injury and how he described it?
Well, it was very Music City appropriate, for sure. But no, I think that was, yeah. I mean, that was a very interesting description, and you can kind of, you know, get a feel for that. You know, the sort of just sort of waiting for that nerve to calm down. You know, and you know, the thing is with this is a lot of times it seems like a lot of people who have had things like this, it's like a couple days and boom. And there have been examples of people who, you know, it never quite returns. And that's the scary part about this. You know, there are people, and actually we've got our Eric Backrack is working on a piece on some of these different examples. It's just so hard to, it's not like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, you're going to get your knee scoped, it's 2 to 4 weeks or whatever. It's ankle, so it's going to be this or that. The nerve stuff is really... kind of, it's just hard. There's no real timetable, and there's such a wide range of possibilities.
Yeah, it seems tricky. Did you see him throw the ball today?
I knew you were going to ask me that. No, I was not out there. I'm a lazy columnist.
Come on, Joe.
You know, I was like shining my putter. You know, but I was out there for interviews, and I did see, you know, I mentioned Eric Backrack. He was out there, of course, as he is every day, and had some video, and in his opinion, it looked better than a week ago when Mariota was really fluttering the ball. It looked today like there were some passes that had a little more to them. But what does that mean right now, you know, for Sunday? It still seems to me like there would have to be a couple decent-sized steps for the Titans to feel really good about him throwing the ball in this game Sunday.
Well, we would have to almost expect him to go just the opposite of what he did last week, right? Jump out last week Wednesday in practice, and then, you know, it kind of went downhill. So maybe this week we're starting where we are, and by Friday we'll be full speed.
Yeah, it could be, you know, and it seems like that's the thing. I mean, he was saying today, you know, he wakes up and he does, I mean, just like you'd expect. He immediately looks at his hand and squeezes the hand and says, hey, you know, what's going on? Over there, you know, I mean, every day he's minute by minute, he's waiting for this to just feel normal again. And it could happen. I mean, it really could. He could wake up and it could be absolutely like, nope, you're good. You know? So, I mean, that's like, I asked him about treatment, you know, and they're doing some stuff, but it just doesn't seem like treatment is even really a big factor here. It's just sort of like, well, let's just wait. And at some point it should, you know, be better. But yeah, it's just, you know, you're right, Floyd. You would hope, of course, that it would be a steady progress or something like that this week. But I almost feel like it's more like, when does the big eureka moment happen?
Mm-hmm. Did you get any kind of a feel for Lewan and Conklin?
I mean, I would say, you know, there's one last, I guess, you know, hurdle for Lewan, but I feel pretty confident that he's going to play Sunday. I would expect Lewan out there. Conklin's still a tough one, doing a little bit more. You know how it is. I mean, big guy with an injury like that, and once he's in.
Right.
And you wonder, too, I mean, I shouldn't say this. I was going to say you wonder, too, if it's related at all to Dennis Kelly, who's still not at the facility. You know, he had the illness last week, which just made for just some incredible circumstances for this game. But I, I don't think that. I think, you know, Conklin is going to be when it's absolutely certain he's ready, he's going. But, you know, if they can get Lawan and Kelly, then, hey, I mean, they can do a lot more stuff and have a whole different game plan for this game, you know, than they had to have against the Texans.
Joe, is there any kind of a happiness there, refreshing, whatever it might be for Gabbert? I mean, is he showing a new light now?
Yeah, that's a good question, Floyd. I think there is. I think all along, Gabbert has impressed people with the way he prepares and the way he approaches things. I mean, Mariota was talking today about, and you think of Mariota as the guy who's, not going to leave any stone unturned and is going to watch every shred of film and, be as prepared as he can. And he was talking about Gabbert as a guy who motivates him to be as prepared as possible. So, Blaine Gabbert's one of those guys, one of those many guys, and really most guys who get picked high and don't live up to that. But he's hung around in the league, and he is a guy who, we saw all through camp, there are throws he'll make, and you'll be like, ooh, and that's like a throw that not a ton of guys in the league can make with that kind of velocity. I mean, he has a big arm. So I do think that there's some happiness for him and some security in him. I mean, let's face it, this was an upgrade from Matt Cassel. He's won in one game, and even though he didn't do a lot, I mean, there were three or four throws, especially that throw to Tajay Sharp, but also a throw to Stocker. Once they fell behind, you kind of thought, well, okay, that was a great game plan. They got the most out of it, but now they're done. And instead, he led those two field goal drives. So I think there's some growing confidence from him and in him, because I didn't think he played very well in the preseason. I was surprised after watching him in practice at how he played in some of those preseason games.
Joe Rexroad of the Tennessean with us here on Jared and the GM. Joe, speaking of Blaine Gabbert, you had a stock rising, stock falling column, I guess you want to call it, after the Week 2 victory over Houston on Sunday. And Blaine Gabbert you listed as stock rising, but you also had Derrick Henry. And his stats didn't really jump out at you, but running the Wildcat, I guess, so effectively as he did Sunday, made you put Derrick Henry in the stock rising category.
Yeah, and I mean, it's rising from, after week one, you're kind of watching, it's, of course, a week-to-week thing, and you kind of, after week one, you're like, oh, Deion Lewis is just, he's going to end up getting more reps, isn't he? Like, he just looks better in this offense. Although, well, let's face it, Derrick Henry had a, 65-yard TD run wiped, and he looked awfully good on that play, but I just thought he did a better job of getting north-south and getting 3 yards, when there were 3 yards to get. Go get those 3-4 yards. Whether it was in the Wildcat or, I think the first play of the game was an outside zone run that he really put his head down and battered someone and got. I mean, that's the thing with him, man. If he can just, try to approach it more like a power runner. I mean, he's an incredible home run hitter, just a specimen of a very rare, combination of abilities, in that size. But he's got to be more of a power back. And I thought he took a step in that direction on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, it was stock up from, a week one that was largely disappointing, I thought. But those guys, both of those guys, I think it can be a really good combo. I think we've seen that. And in a game like this, to me, I mean, both of those guys have got to play really well to have a chance, because you have to run the ball to have a chance against Jacksonville.
Joe Rexroad of the Tennessean has been our guest. Joe, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again, and we'll see how it all plays out on Sunday.
Okay, guys, great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Derrick Henry, he mentioned it there that, Derrick Henry was able to get 3 or 4 yards when needed on Sunday. I still scratch my head over the fact that he wasn't in there on 3rd and 1 late in the game. That could have completely iced the game with a last-second field goal from Ryan Succop. Instead, they gave the ball to Deion Lewis. He couldn't get that yard. They kicked the field goal with time left. That gave Houston opportunity to come back in either tie to win the game.
Head-scratcher was that they'd run a quarterback sneak, I want to say twice, and converted. And they'd given it to Derrick twice and converted.
Yeah,
so there were a couple of options there other than Deion, But you know, I think Vrabel kind of took the hit for that. Now somebody else will get a hit later on, yeah. but he took it yesterday. But I will agree with Joe from this standpoint. I think that Derek was willing to go out and do the dirty work this last week. I mean, I think in his mind he's saying, all right, you know, I'm going to finish this game beaten and battered and bruised, and I'm going to average 3 yards a carry, and I'm going to this and that and the other. But in this game, that's going to be my job. And I think he kind of understood that and really went out and performed it pretty well.
To go with the theme of Joe Rexroad's column in the Tennessean, whose stock is up and whose stock is down for the Tennessee Titans through two games of the regular season? We will get into that next. This is Jared and the GM live from the Game Nashville studios presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet. I'm Ryan Porth in for Jared Stillman alongside the GM Floyd Reese, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app.